What's good, people? It's your girl, Angela Cherie, your host of the ever-evolving podcast, The Safe Place, the place that we get into it and we talk about it, the place where we say we can't heal what we hide. So let's talk about it. And I'm super excited to come back to you with something I like to call the preseason. Season 5 is definitely on the way next month, but in the meantime, I thought I'd give you a little something to chew on, a little appetizer before the main course, huh? So thanks for joining me for the preseason. I have been wanting to do a lot of these solo conversations for quite some time, and what better time than to try it out right here on the preseason. I want to talk about a few things, some things that I personally have been talking to other people about or dealing with. Yeah, I want to get into it, and I hope that you'll chime in either on Instagram, on Facebook, or on any streaming platform. You can even leave voice messages on Anchor, and just to let me know what you think, how you enjoy the topics, if you can relate, you know, give me an amen, something. Don't leave me out here by myself. It's a little lonely out here by myself. So I'd love to hear your feedback on these episodes. All right, now let's get into it. Listen here, I've been having some amazing conversations, you know, with my brother. My brother is younger than me. He's a lot younger than me. Not a lot, in 5 years, it ain't a lot, but he's younger than me. But yo, his wisdom is like crazy. Like, he has some amazing wisdom that sometimes makes me feel like I'm the youngest. But we've been having these amazing conversations about relationships and how, you know, we all have gone through these processes to learn what it all really means. And it's interesting to see the different dynamics, right? The dynamics of someone, a male even, in their process in their 20s, and then myself in my process in my 30s. It's so different, and yet it has a lot of similarities and parallels. And so we've been having these amazing conversations about what love and relationships really look like and how important it is to go through your process. And going through your process of finding love and finding the right person to be with or to marry or to love, how that process sometimes isn't pretty, right? And that the heartbreak, the even choosing wrong sometimes, going through difficulties within those relationships, how important and necessary it is. And so we've been having those conversations that have really made me look at my love life, if you will, and how all of the things that I've gone through that have brought me to the point that I'm at now is super important and is super necessary. And there was a time that I didn't look at it like that. There was a time that I looked at the heartbreak and the cheating or the lies or all these things as things like, I wish I had never gone through that. I wish I had never met him. I wish I had never, you know, I despised those moments and times in my life. But maturity has taught me that if those times had have never happened, I wouldn't have learned how to, love beyond expectation. Like, if my expectations weren't met, I've learned how to love someone even when my expectations aren't met. It taught me my own worth and that some things I don't deserve it. And it's okay to say that. It isn't arrogant or prideful to say I deserve more than being treated like this. If I hadn't have gone through those things, I wouldn't learn what I need, what I don't need, what I like, what I don't like. Relational experience is necessary. And although sometimes it isn't pleasant, although sometimes it doesn't work out like we'd hope for it to, it's necessary in order for you to really be effective in the relationship that you end up with. There are so many relationships that I thought I was good at. And then I look back now and I'm like, no, I wasn't. And it wasn't because I wasn't a good person. It wasn't because I didn't have the attributes to love this person. It was basically because I didn't have any relational experience before them. I was very sheltered. Like, I was a church kid, right? And so I was super naive. I didn't have a lot of relationships. So I didn't have the relational experience that I needed. So when I started to date as an adult, I didn't know. I didn't know how to communicate effectively or at all. I didn't know how to process my pain. And so I would shut down. You know, I would hold faults over people's heads, not forgiving, because I didn't know how to. And so I had to go through some of the things that I've gone through to get to where I am now, because I didn't know. And you don't know what you don't know until you know it, okay? So I think that this narrative of the journey of love, you know, we talk about it and everybody is so ready to get to the end point, right? The end game, the end destination, marriage, right? However, the journey of love is probably more important than the actual destination, you know, because the destination has its own, you know, you're going to have things that are going to be there that you're going to have to deal with. But that journey to get there is super important. It's super important because a lot of us want what we don't even know how to deal with. We want people. We want a spouse. We want a significant other. We desire to have a significant other that we're not even equipped to handle because we have not gone through the process. You hear people say, I had to kiss a lot of frogs before I found the prince. No, maybe you just had to experience a few things to learn some necessary tools that are going to be needed in your marriage. Because some of the things that I went through, like, yo, I said, now, I could have done without that. But if I'm really being honest, I couldn't have. Like, I learned how to deal with certain indiscretions in dating. So in marriage, I know how now to do that as well. And to love the person and not so much as hate the flaw. I learned that in dating. Like, dating is the class, is the homework. Marriage is the midterm. You have to learn. And so I want us to start looking at our relationships and dating, or wherever you are. You can apply this wherever you are, but to start looking at it as necessary and not as a burden when it doesn't work out with that person. Instead of being upset that it didn't work out with this guy, this girl, instead of getting upset that, dang, I put all this time into them, we went to dinner, we did this, I met her mama, I met her daddy, da, 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 da. Instead of being upset that it didn't work out, why not sit down and say, listen, it didn't work out, but let me take from it what I can.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay connected to the ever-evolving podcast by following on Instagram and liking on Facebook. Be sure to subscribe on your streaming platform of choice and subscribe on YouTube. See you there.
All right, thank you for allowing me to pay some bills. So as I was saying, why not take from the experiences what you can? Yeah, I may not have gotten the person, but the lessons and the experiences that I gained are even that much more valuable. Sometimes we feel like we've failed when we didn't get the person, or we didn't get the ring, or we didn't get the end, whatever the end desire is. We feel like we failed when we don't get that. But you've succeeded. You succeed if you learned what you needed to learn and you're not bitter from it. And you take from it what you needed to take from that relationship, and you then apply that to be better in your next relationship. I always say, anybody who's ever been with me, I hope that the next woman that they're with, that they're better with them than they were with me. My desire is always, I want you to be better with her than you were with me. Because hopefully, in between there somewhere, okay, you took the lessons and the love that I showed you, and you really made yourself better and you really, really took all of those lessons to then go meet her and to be amazing with her. That makes me feel good. Now, if you go and you've been with me and you go meet somebody else, right, and you go treat them like trash, she gonna probably say, now who were you, who was this before you? I've been with people before that I had to ask them, listen, who were you with before me? Because this sucks. Like, this ain't, I didn't sign up for this. You know what I'm saying? And so I want us to change and evolve the way that we look at love, dating, and relationships in our process. Our process is important. We always want the promise and we want to somehow skip over the process. But the process is necessary for the promise. And sometimes I do believe that is why some of us have to wait a little longer, because we have not fully gone through our process. The goal isn't just to be married and to find love. The goal is to stay married and to stay in love and to be there for a very, very long time, as long as your lives allow. And to be happy and healed in it. Not just to say you have somebody. And so the experiences that you have leading up to it are important, because they teach you how to sustain, how to love, how to communicate, how to deal with arguments, how to deal with anger, how to deal with, you know, different family dynamics. Okay? All of that, because all of that is going to come up again. The things that you deal with in dating don't go away with marriage. Marriage only magnifies those things. And so I want us to really look at that in our processes, and that it's okay if you aren't married yet, or you aren't there yet, or you're at a certain age and you thought that you would already have the kids and the dog in the house. You know, it's okay. Enjoy this time and take from it what you need to gain from it. It's okay. It will happen at the moment that it's supposed to happen. Right now, there's something obviously that you still need to gain. So I tell people all the time that are like, I'm dating and it's rough out here and it's hard and dang, I keep having to start over meeting new people. And I'm like, if you're exhausted or it's hard, dating is hard for you, you're not doing it right. You're not doing it right. Dating should really be an enjoyable experience, and we have to evolve our mindsets to see it that way, because you really only should be opening yourself up to meet somebody, to communicate, to see if there are any common interests and goals and compatibility, and going from there. Everybody you meet, you're not supposed to be with. Just enjoy the ride and learn and enjoy and experience. Have the experience. Not thinking like, oh, this is it. Everybody you meet. No, no, sir. No, ma'am. Just enjoy. Take the pressure off of yourself. And if it doesn't work out, again, take what you need and keep it right on moving. And don't buy into these narratives either, that there are no more good men and there are no more good women, because that is a lie from the pit of hell. Okay? I came to let you know that is a lie from the pit of hell. Okay? There are some amazing men and women that are just where you are, that are wanting love, desiring to have a mate, a supportive mate, desiring to want children, to have a mate that they can actually build and do life with. But maybe you both just need to go through your process. And sometimes the process and the relational experience isn't just about the people that you're with, the counterparts. Most of the time, it's about you. Sometimes the lessons that you learn are not just about the other person, huh? They're about you as well, and how you need to maybe look at yourself a little deeper, because again, sometimes we want what we're not ready for. So I'm done with that. But I hope that you heard me, and I hope that you understand that your process in finding love and getting to that point that you desire, I believe that it's coming for you. It's coming for you. I believe that. I really do. But there is something that you really need to tap into and learn in this season. Okay? So stay ready so you don't have to get ready, okay? Because the season of preparation at any time can become your season of promise. So it's coming. But take this time to go through your process and prepare for your promise. All right, love y'all.